Let's do the series right now, going to message 2, as we talk about the man Joshua and what happened in his life. So y'all ready to roll? Say, hope you're not kicked back, got your feet up, acting like you're going to sleep. It ain't happening. Here we go. Let's do it. I'm excited about today's message. Let's look at it. The Conqueror's Creed. And I didn't read this somewhere or get offline. I got it from the Word of God. Sitting at my desk. I love it when stuff like that happens. God is with me. God will not fail me. And God will not abandon me. Amen? See, and that's what he told Joshua. He didn't say it just like that, but that's pretty much what he told Joshua. Amen? And I want to be a conqueror. Would you say that with me? I want to be a conqueror. Can we do it one more time like you might want to be one? One more time. I want to be a conqueror. And I'm convinced of it. I am absolutely convinced of it. Me living life, different struggles I've gone through, recent struggles I've gone through, I am convinced that you can make it through anything. Let me say it this way. I can make it through anything. I don't know about you. Because I don't know if you believe this or not. But I know I can make it through anything if I believe this. That God is with me. God will not fail me. And God will not abandon me. Well, look at that. Might get something done. Amen? It's crazy. That's the Conqueror's Creed. I love that. I hope the Lord blesses you with that. You'll definitely see it on a t-shirt coming soon to your nearest store. Amen. It's coming. It's coming, baby. It's going to be a Conqueror's Creed. I mean, I love that stuff. So here we go. I will be strong and very courageous. That's what God told Joshua. Moses is dead. He's like, say what? Please say you didn't say Moses died. All right? He is. He's dead, son. Dead. Well, where is he? I didn't see him die. Well, I buried him myself. That's what the Bible says. You guys just trust me. It's me and you now. You please, not Moses. Yep. Moses is dead. And I need you to be strong. Now, Joshua was already a general, but he was not the leader of these 2 million wandering Jews. Craziness. For 40 years. But God says, you can do this thing. You and me, baby. You be strong and very courageous. Keep looking. And that was our message last week. We laid the groundwork, and you can check that out online, get all the notes, everything. And so Joshua commanded the people, we're going to take the land. Those doubters who said we couldn't do it are dead. Except me and Caleb, we ain't dead yet. Amen? And he said, we're going to take the land. Land of giants. Fighting people, warriors on the other side. But it's also a land that's been given to us by our God. It's a land that flows with milk and honey. And I saw it with my own eyes, Joshua says. And we can do this thing. Amen? So God tells him how to command the people. There were all the tribes, 12 tribes. 9 of them were going to live on this side of the Jordan. 3 of them were going to live on what side? This side. They were already in their land, basically. And Joshua said, and by the way, you people that are over here in your land, and you think it's already your land, and you're going to be right here, ain't happening. You're not resting till we all rest. Get up! Get your fighting men, and you're going to lead us. That's the truth. They ain't going to just be part of it. They're going to be the leader. You mean we got to go out front? Mm-hmm. Let's go. That was the command. Here we go. Joshua 3. And Joshua rose early in the morning. One of the greatest stories in the Bible. We're about to read it. So if you've been thinking about going to sleep, you are a nut. Here we go. And Joshua rose up early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and the children of Israel, and they lodged there before they passed over the Jordan River. I've been there many, 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 many times to the Jordan River. I'd land in Jordan, come across, just like Moses, and just like the people of Israel did it. Moses didn't get to go, but I've done that many times. I can see it in my mind. We're going across that Jordan into that promised land. And it came to pass after 3 days. Say 3 days with me. that the officers went through the host, the officers, the leaders, went through all those people. A couple of million people. Ton of people. And you got to keep in mind, they're not just like right here, like in a little box. That Jordan River runs all the way from the Sea of Galilee. That's not where they're at. They're not that high. But all the way down to the Dead Sea. This area up here has some greenery. This area where they're at all the way down doesn't have much greenery. It's a desert place. Okay, that's where they wandered in the what? In the wilderness, in the desert. And so they're not just like in one little place. They're all miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and all these people encamped along on this side of the Jordan River. Are you seeing it? And so officers going through all the people, many officers, and commanding the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priest, the Levites, bearing this Ark, then you shall remove from your place and follow it. So let's talk about the Ark of the Covenant just for a moment. That's what the Ark of the Covenant looked like. Okay, let's talk about it. It's an oblong chest. It's made of acacia wood. It's completely covered in gold, just like the example on the screen. It's fitted with four rings on the corners, 1, 2, 3, 4. And there are rods going through each side of these rings, and it's used to carry the Ark of the Covenant. Were they supposed to touch the Ark with their hand? No, they're supposed to carry it by the what? By the post. It's the way you carry it. What's inside that box, according to the Bible? The covenant or the commandments that God gave Moses on two stone tablets inside that box. Aaron's rod that budded is in that box. And then a gold pot of manna. That's how God fed the children of Israel in their wilderness. And there's therefore a testimony. So now you know the box and what's in the box. Say, the ark or the chest accompanied the Israelites into battle. They would go into battle. And the priest would carry this box. And it assured the people of God, say it with me, His presence and His power. And so you'll see that in the Old Testament. We're fixing to see it right here. So stay behind the priest who are carrying that ark. You got it? And there shall be a space between you and it, or them, of 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that you might know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before. Two things. Stay back about how much? I don't know all that cubit mess. Amen? Here's how far it is. Half a mile. If you take and do the math, it's a half a mile. So how far are they staying back from that thing? Half a mile. That's a lot of people, too. Okay, so it's way up here. And then the people are going to start moving. Okay? So stay back a half a mile. Why are you going to stay back that way? I love this verse. I came across it again. I love it. Pop it up. You've not passed this way before. You've not passed this way before. I love that. Boy, to me that speaks volumes in my own personal life. I've had to experience new things, hard things, difficult things. But God says, you let me lead. You keep your eyes on me. Why? Because you ain't passed this way before. You know what I'm talking about, church? Say, isn't that good? That's good preaching, right? If you didn't get nothing else, you get that, you'll be fine. Yeah, praise the Lord. That's good stuff. I love that. You know what I mean? Great. And that's what he told the children of Israel. You stay back. Because where you're headed, you ain't been there before. Not necessarily going to be easy. But I'm with you. I'll not fail you. I'll not abandon you. Amen? Pretty good stuff. And Joshua said unto the people, say that with me, sanctify yourselves. For tomorrow the Lord's going to do wonders among you. What's that mean? Sanctify yourselves. To sanctify yourself means a spiritual cleansing. It means a consecration to God. For example, David sinned. A great sin against God. And you see him sanctifying himself in Psalm 51. And this is him talking to God. "Behold, God, you desire truth in the inward parts, in my inside, who I am in my heart. In the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me from my sin, and I shall be white as snow. Create in me," say it with me, "a what? A clean heart, and renew what? A right spirit inside of me." That's sanctifying yourself. To confess to the Lord. To get cleansing from the Lord. Then to consecrate yourself to the Lord. And that's what Joshua told the people to do. You don't want to be going through this thing in the flesh. All dirty. Talking about how good you are, how great you are. All right? Sanctify yourself. Let's do it. Here we go. I love the Bible. It's fun. Come on. "And Joshua spoke unto the priests, saying, Take up the Ark of the Covenant. Pass over before the people." Go before the people. "And they took up the Ark of the Covenant, and they went before the people." And the people go, there they go. And then he says this to Joshua. He says, "Today, say it with me, I'm going to make you a what?" One more time, "I'm going to make you a great leader." And the Lord said unto Joshua, "This day will I begin to magnify you," or to make you a great leader, "in the sight of all of Israel, that they might know that as I was with who, so I will be with you." This is the day, Joshua, that you're going to become a great leader. Say that with me. Not only great leader, but a what? A great God. Let's walk through this story now. "And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, Come here and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, Hereby you shall know that the living God is among you, and that He will not fail, that He will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites." That's pretty good. I mean, yeah, pretty good. Here we go. "This day, you're going to know that I'm going to be with you." Would you say that with me? This is so good. "The living God is among you, and He will not fail." Amen? This message, a series on purpose, I need it in my own personal life. I need to think like this, talk like this, act like this, live like this. But this is good for us as we are kicking tail on getting this building finished. Amen? We can talk about it, think about it, complain about it, whine about it, or we can do something about it. Amen? And so that's what we're doing. I can see us all in this story. I can see us all in this story. The living God is with us, and He will not fail. Isn't that good? If we'll step up, listen, follow Him, man, He'll help us. I believe it. He's already done it. A great plan. So we see a great leader, we see a great God, and then here's the plan. A great plan. Look at it. "Behold, the Ark of the Covenant." What's going to happen with this little box? Here we go. "The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you into the Jordan." Now this is the Jordan River. Okay? "Now therefore take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest the waters of the Jordan." Basically, stop the water of that river from flowing. As soon as their feet get in that water, God says, "I'm going to hold that river back." Now, how many know the Red Sea story? Moses and the Red Sea? A lot of people don't know this story. I think it's interesting. God did the Red Sea thing with Moses, and God did the Jordan thing with who? Joshua. And so he says, when their feet touch, holding that ark, the Jordan River is going to stop flowing. The water shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, up here towards the Galilee area. And they shall stand upon a heap. They'll be held back. And the Jordan River flows from the Galilee down to where? I said it earlier. Dead Sea. Does any water flow out of the Dead Sea? No. Never flows out. It turns to salt. I've been there many times. People from all over the world go there and bathe in the Dead Sea and put that black mud. How many have seen that black mud, a Hava mud, and all that kind of stuff in your little stores and meth? They put all over them all black. I've done that. Been there. What's really scary is a lot of Europeans do that and wipe all that mud and got a thing on. That's scary. That's another story. Anyway, been there many times. I'm sorry I had this kind of mind. I just remembered being there. Here we go. Sorry. So that's where the water flows. Roger, click, do something. Here we go. It came to pass when the people removed from their tents to pass over the Jordan River, the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people. And as they that bear the Ark were come up unto the Jordan River, and the feet of the priests that bear the Ark were dipped into the brim of the water, for the Jordan, say this with me, for the Jordan overflowed all his banks all the time of harvest. Just in case you wouldn't think, because the Jordan River many times is almost dry. It's not a sea. It's not a big, giant river. They fight over the Jordan River and the water of the Jordan. The Arabs, they do it all. And the Israelis fighting over it all because there's not much water. But you're very careful to note that this was not that time. The water was flowing a lot. It was harvest time. God's going to do a miracle. So that the waters which came down from above, they stood and they rose up a heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zaratan. So the Bible's real specific in telling us where this happened, up north. This is where the water stopped. Did it stop right in front of them? Uh-uh. It stopped up this way. And so the water kept flowing, and it flows where? It flows into the what? Dead Sea. And they're down here in the desert area. Y'all listening to me? Not a lot of stuff does what in the desert? Grows in the desert. Usually the desert, and you go to the Holy Land, you see this area, it's all rocks. Can't even hardly live there in this part. That the waters which came down from above, they stood and rose up as a heap very far from the city Adam that is beside Zaratan, and those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the what kind of sea? Or the Dead Sea, failed. So just the waters just stopped running. They were cut off. And the people passed over right against where? And if you go today, guess what? When you cross the Jordan River, from coming from Jordan, from Nebo, this is the area, just like the Bible says, you cross over. And, you know, several miles on up is the city of, guess what? Jericho to this day. There's a place called the Temptation Restaurant. I love to eat there. It's incredible. Sorry. Because that's where Jesus was tempted in the wilderness as well, right in that area. That's what they call a Temptation Restaurant. Food's not that good, I wouldn't go. So a great plan. So we've seen a great leader, a great God. Now we've got a great plan. Look at it. Stand firm on dry ground. Stand firm on dry ground. Look at that. Here's what happened. This is up north, and this is the actual Jordan River. Roger took pictures of it, took the Jordan River. He made it dry up and put rocks in it for you. That's sweet of Roger to do that for us today. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Amen. But this is on up north. As you get down where they're at, there's not even vegetation hardly growing. They use the waters for their, you know, diverted different places for their gardens, but that's rare down there. And the priests that bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, they stood firm on dry ground. I like that. In the midst of the river. And all the Israelites passed over on what? Did they go in a line, in 2 million or in a straight line? No. They're just miles of them. And it's not that wide. Don't disbelieve your Bible.
You understand? There ain't no way all them million people could go across the river. Yes, they are. You weren't there, and it happened. And they're not going through the woods and everything. It's a river that you can see it from. You can see that river for miles and miles and miles coming from Jordan. You can see it down there. And they walked across on dry land until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. Keep looking. A great message. Are y'all all right so far? Isn't it a great story? I love this story. Boy, here's the message that I got sitting in my office. Step out into the waters as if it's solid rock. Water in the Bible speaks of trouble. Because you know what? You step into water, you do what? You what? Drown. You sink. You know what I'm saying? But this story teaches me to step out into the water of my life as if I'm stepping on solid rock. You know why? Because I'm a conqueror. He will not leave me. He will not fail me. He will not abandon me. And so instead of thinking I'm going to sink, why don't I think differently? Why don't I think, yeah, things happen in our life and they suck. Excuse me. Listen. And I can wallow in that. I can wallow in this water. I'm in over my head. Or I can say, you're with me. You'll not fail me. You'll not abandon me. So I'm going to walk through this water as if I'm walking on solid rock. Isn't that a great story? That's what I see. I love that. Because, you know, at the end of the day, how many of you were in such deep water you for sure were going to drown? There was no way. Life, there's no way. I could not make it. Pastor, I was sinking. I was drowning. I couldn't make it. Life was so hard. But you made it. And how many realized that really underneath your feet was solid rock? Can I see some hands? Really underneath was solid rock. Did you see the rock? Mm-mm. Because we just see the water. I love that message. Step out into the waters as if it's what? Amen. That's why today, as I sort of re-energize and kick us off to get this building finished and all that kind of stuff, I don't do it timidly. I'm not apologizing for doing it because I have a great God. There's not a doubt in my mind we're going to do that building debt-free. There's not a doubt in my mind that God wants us to do that building debt-free. Amen? Absolutely. So what I'm saying is, when I'm asking you to help today, listen, what I'm doing, yeah, it's a crazy economy. Yeah, the waters are crazy out here. But you know what? We have a great God, and we're going to just keep stepping out, and we're going to keep realizing, hey, I'm walking on rock. Amen? On Christ's solid rock I stand, all other ground is what? Sinking sand. Amen? Come on! Encourage you with that thought today. Keep looking. You know what? Because to a conqueror it is. A conqueror says, God's with me, God will not fail me, and God will not abandon me. All right? It's just not going to happen. And then there's a great meaning, and we're almost done with the message today. There's a great meaning to what we heard. And God keeps talking. It came to pass when all the people were clean passed over the Jordan. They're on the other side now. See, they were over here and they could see it. They could see the other side, but they just never could get there. Amen. And that's how they kept, where God kept them over here all those years. But now they're over here on this side. And they're clean passed over the Jordan River. And the Lord spoke unto Joshua, saying, take 12 men out of the people, one from every what? Tribe, because there's 12 tribes. And command them, saying, take you hence out of the middle of the Jordan River, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm. 12 stones. Say 12 stones with me. 12 stones. We ain't talking about a little tiny little rock kind of mess. And you shall carry them over with you and leave them in the lodging place or the city you go tonight, where you're going to have all the people. You leave them there. As a memorial.
Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared for the children of Israel, one out of every tribe, a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord, your God, into the midst of the Jordan. And those rocks you just walked over, you take up every one of you a stone upon his what? I don't think he had one this size. You understand? I think when he picked these men, they were strong men. They were big men. You take every man a stone upon his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel. So 12 of them. Something like this. Amen? I love that. Take every man a stone upon his shoulder. This is what this means. This is going to be a great story you're going to tell your kids. Matter of fact, what mean these stones? Can you say that with me? What mean these stones? That this may be a sign or a testimony among you, that when your children ask you, and they ask their daddies one day, in time to come, they'll say, what mean ye by these stones, Daddy? What are these big old rocks, Daddy? Why are they here? And you'll be able to tell them the story of your great God. Amen? God didn't bring you through the crud in your life for you to take credit for it. And He certainly don't want you to stay in the mess, because ain't nobody going to like that story. He wants you to go on the other side. Why? So you can give Him some credit and glory. And you can tell Him what a great God. Why that pain in your life? Why that struggle in your life? How'd you do that? Oh, let me tell you. Let me tell you. Amen? Then you shall answer them. When they ask you one day that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it passed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel for what? Forever. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded. They took up 12 stones out of the midst of the Jordan, as the Lord spoke unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel. And they carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and they laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones, watch this, in the middle of the Jordan River, in the place where the feet of the priest bear that ark of the covenant, and where they stood. And when this was written, they're there unto this day. So he not only put some over here where they lodge, he put somewhere right in the middle of the what? In the river, as a memorial. What mean these stones? I always wanted stone on the front of our building. By the way, our building is built out of stone, that's concrete, and steel. Why did I say that? Well, because a lot of buildings are prefab. A lot of buildings are steel and, you know, metal construction, look like aluminum panels and things like that. That's not our building. Our building's made out of block. Stone. Yeah! I love that. I'm pretty wild today. I love that. They're made out of what? Stone. One more time. It's built out of what? And steel. I like both of those things, don't you? That's strong, baby. But listen, when you come into the building, that's exactly what you're going to walk by. You're going to walk by stone columns. And I hope I'll get to see y'all do that. And I hope I'll get to be out there someday and watch you smacking them as you walk in. You go, you know, we walk in, we go, hey, you know, like that? And we'll have our kids, and we'll go, hey, kids, look, as they get older, we built this debt-free. We did this debt-free. It was hard. We did it a long time. But we did it. Look, what mean these stones? Amen? So I'm excited about that day. This past week, the stone people came to see me. And they're in my office. And I'm selecting the stone that's going to be on that. Isn't that pretty incredible? No, if you get excited about it, I sure did. But I didn't think of that until I read this story. I didn't think of that. But I tell you what, I believe forever now. I'll see those stone columns. I think it's going to mean something to me. Amen. You know what I'm saying? What mean these stones? God was with us. What mean those stones? God was with us. When we started this crazy church, God was with us meeting in high school. Amen. God was with us when we went through some hard times. God was with us. That's what these stones mean. You know what they really mean, kids? Here's what they really mean, kids. That we're conquerors.
and that you can be a conqueror too, son. You can, you follow me, you can be a conqueror too, boy. Young lady, hell don't have to overtake you. You can make it. Isn't that good stuff? Come on. Stand until everything is finished. God's word, for the priest which bare the ark stood in the midst of the Jordan, say it with me, until what? Everything was finished. Last year I thought I was finished. It's amazing when you stand. It's amazing what God can do in your life. If, regardless of what goes on, if you'll stand and just do what God's called you, not be perfect, because you ain't going to be. But if you'll stand instead of running, you'll get through it. Amen. And you're going to get through stronger. It's going to happen. The priest, I mean, they've been there the whole time. When we get to quit, when it's quitting time. Amen. So they stood there until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people according to all that Moses commanded Joshua. And the people hasted. Hurry up, people! And they passed over. Amen? And it came to pass that all the people were clean passed over, that the ark of the Lord then, guess what? Passed over. So who went last? The priest. They got in there last. Pretty good. On that day, the Lord magnified Joshua. What does that mean? On that day, the Lord made Joshua a great leader in the sight of all of Israel. And they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. The word fear doesn't mean they were scared of him. It means maybe they respected him. What mean these stones? I wrote all this in my office this week, but I wrote this. Stones remind us that God does what seems impossible. God does what seems impossible. Amen. I see the Patricks back here today. Good to see you guys. They got a new house, and you had a housewarming or something years ago. Remember that? Beautiful home. I thought, what can I give these people? I didn't even know. But they meant something to me. Y'all were special people in my life. Still are. I'm glad to see you. I don't get to see you in there enough. They live in Atlanta. But I went to the property and got you a what? A rock. Yeah. A big old stone. Guess where I got it from? Church property. Amen? Amen. Stones remind us that God does what seems impossible. Amen? Remember that. And He spoke unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean these stones? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan River on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan from before you until you were passed over. And the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which He dried up from before us until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord that it is mighty, that you might fear the Lord your God forever. Can we say that a little better? Now say it with me. That all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God. That's what those stones mean. Amen? It's incredible. Well, we're done, right, Raji? Conqueror's Creed. Would you say it with me, church? Pretty loud. Come on. God is with me. God will not fail me. God will not abandon me. Is that water I'm looking at? Is that water? No. That's rock. We can do it! Amen! Come on. I think I'm done. So let's just what? Do it, church. Amen. I hope you received the word today. I think you did. That's pretty good. I loved it. I love this. Boy, this gave me some juice today. Amen. Encouraged my heart. Let's stand on up together. Thank you so much. If you'll stay with me until we...